This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
We went into this season taking a very aggressive posture. The moves that we made this winter, were those that I think signaled it's time to compete, and the product that we had been putting on the field, the team that we've been running out there at Fenway, just wasn't good enough for our fans. And so, we're approaching the deadline, looking at ways to bolster the team, given the play over the last month and a half or so. And, I think I've been saying that the needs seem to be a little bit fluid, because if we talked 2.5 months ago, we would have said, we just lost our first baseman for the season, and we've got to figure that out. And then we've gotten really strong play out of Romy Gonzalez and Abraham Toro. But we'll be open-minded about the opportunities to bring in a bat that could play first base. Starting pitching, kind of the same thing. A month and a half ago, we would have said we need somebody that can pitch toward the front of a rotation. And and then you look at what Lucas and Brian have done and say, they're pitching every bit the part of a guy who could pitch at the front of a rotation.
That was Craig Breslow on MLB Network Radio yesterday afternoon. I liked half that answer.
He just kept going.
You know me, I'm very Brez pro.
You are maybe Jeez. The most Brez pro there is.
Well, thank you. I feel like I was early on that island. And,
pro-lo.
I'll be there.
Yeah, pro-lo.
Pro-lo. Pro-lo.
Yeah.
Brez pro.
You need the Brez in there. You're
yeah.
right.
But this I don't like, and I don't always love listening to him, and I'm sure his interpersonal skills aren't the greatest. He's more machine than human.
Yeah. He was talking about their strong posture, though, that they had.
Yeah, I just...
I like that.
Like, for half that answer, they sound like they're going to be buyers. They're going to be doing this. They're going to be doing that. This team is worth investing in. But then he's like, yeah, but if you told us that we had a hole at first base and then Toro and Romy are really producing there. Pete Abe wrote about this today. Something jumped out to me in that story. Let me get it for you.
But he at least ended with, we're open to...
But he's also like, Bayo and Giolito are pitching pretty well. I don't know how to read it. I want them to sound more bullish about upgrading, but... You've highlighted this, Keith. He might just be cagey heading into the trade deadline, not trying to give away leverage, which I would hope for.
I hope so, especially, anytime you get interviewed, because it can go anywhere, right? But that was a MLB Network interview, so that's a national thing. And so when you're talking to somebody about acquiring a first baseman, you don't want the other team to be like, you don't have one. You even said yourself you don't have one. You desperately need this guy. So if you're like, well, Toro and Gonzalez have been good, but we are open-minded to the idea of like blah, 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 blah. You're like, yeah, you better be real open-minded.
Right. So the way they keep talking about Toro and Gonzalez at first, here's the way Cora said it. I was just reading from Pete Abraham earlier in the show. He said they're doing an outstanding job, and Cora's not in charge of it, but they're doing an outstanding job. You put them in a blender, it's a good first baseman. Like, basically, the splits against the righties and the lefties, it nets out as a good player. I don't like that talk, because it makes me sound like they're okay going forward with that platoon.
Nah, they can't be.
Same thing with Bayo and Giolito. So This is all, Keith. That Breslow answer was prior to last night's loss, which was just a horrendous, horrendous way to lose a baseball game. And I'm not telling you they lost because of a catcher's interference call.
Yeah, they were probably 30 seconds away from losing, like, in a normal way.
Bases loaded, nobody out. It would have been a run-of-the-mill loss in extra innings where, you know, we come in today and we're crushing your guy.
Well, I put the jinx on him. I
Jordan
put too much
Hicks.
Pressure on him. I thought Hicks showed me something in the appearance over the weekend. He throws gas.
Just
couldn't find the zone last night.
Couldn't quite locate last night.
And Narvi wasn't helping him. You know me, I love Narvaez.
Yep.
Narvaez also let him down a little bit.
Narvaez had a bad game defensively last night. Yeah. Pass ball. I keep meaning to double check this. Was he credited with a second pass ball, or was it a wild pitch to Contreras last night, or Chapman rather? So to me, I thought it was a poor defensive night. They lost on a catcher's interference. It's such a kicking the nuts way to lose. It's the second time in baseball history it's happened. The last time was 1971. Mm-hmm. They do have a lot of catcher's interference infractions this year. They lead baseball with seven of them. Thank you.
Six of them from Narvaez.
And so that's a massive kick in the nuts way to lose a game last night. They were losing the game either way. No one's blaming the umps or anything like that. But the backdrop, Keith, is the offense has kind of dried up.
Yeah.
And the question is, will it come back? They're still second in the American League in runs scored. I think they're fifth in baseball in runs scored. Will it come back, or is this more indicative of what they'll become? I'm starting to lean towards they may need a right-handed bat at first base and DH even more than they need a starting pitcher.
Yeah, it's flying up the list. I think not a month ago, but during the 10-game winning streak, you might have said starting pitcher, relief pitcher, right-handed bat.
That might have been my order. Yeah.
Now, right-handed bat or power bat, if the bat happens to be lefty, I guess I'll deal with it. I'd rather that than nothing. You know, like Ryan O'Hearn, for example, not that he is like the world's greatest power hitter.
Yeah, he's one of the names that comes up. Josh Naylor is another lefty that comes up.
So you're like, all right, ideally I'd like a right-handed stick, but if it happens to be a lefty, somebody that you can put in the middle of your lineup and maybe you'll have less 1 and 2 run performances, then fine, I'll still take that. That is passed by relief pitcher to me, like completely, and it's like neck and neck with starting pitching. I'm not buying in on Walker Buehler yet. However, last night, he pitched better than Zach Wheeler, for God's sakes.
He was great last night.
He was really good. And so, you know, it's what's unfortunate about last night is you get that performance from Walker Buehler, combined another dominant inning from Chapman. Great as a baseball fan. Chapman v. Bryce Harper. Awesome.
That was incredible
to watch.
An incredible moment. Yep. And by the way, Chapman didn't exactly have his A stuff last night.
No, he didn't. Threw a lot of pitches to get out of there. Yeah.
You know, that at bat against Trey Turner, he's just fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch. But he reaches back,
sick,
blows away Bryce Harper 100 miles an hour, stares him down.
Great matchup.
Like, you have all these things going for you.
And then Whitlock comes in, mows everybody down.
He looked great too. Good point. Yeah.
So between Buehler, the cool moment with Chapman and Harper, Whitlock, throw in how the game started, leadoff home run. You're up one zip right off the. Also, the game started, 6:45? That threw me off.
Early start, I guess, in Philly.
Early start
that.
Times.
Weird.
That threw me off. Anyway, so you get the home run to start it. Later in the game, I know he wasn't great at the plate all night and he struck out a bunch, but Roman Anthony did have a great rip down the line off of Wheeler. Probably would have scored Bregman had Bregman not been, you know, carrying a piano on his back. So they're able. I know he's coming off an injury, but so, like, there were some good there were some good moments in the game, but you only scored 2 runs, and then you have the strange situation in the bottom of the 10th. You lose another extra inning game. I think they're now 5-10 in extras.
I believe
another 1-run game.
I believe I saw this last night. I think they're 0-7 on the road in extra inning games, which means when they're first up, they never score in those situations, and then they lose on walk-offs. I believe I'll double-check that stat. I believe that's the stat I read last night.
Makes sense. 0-7 then on the road. Yeah, because I saw 5-10 overall. And then it's another 1-run game loss. They had started to right the ship a little bit on that, but I believe it's 12-20 in 1-run games.
Ugh.
So you're still 6 games over .500, but you look at extras, and not all the extra inning games are, of course, 1-run games, right? They've lost a bunch of extra inning games by 2.
Good point.
But so they still need to clean that up late. And then this just happens to be another ridiculous way to lose, an all-timer.
And it's just, to me, this one, they would have got swept by the Cubs. Panic level is ratcheted up.
Yeah.
You know, I personally came in yesterday. I'm like, great. Crochet did what he had to do. That was a big win. The bats woke up in a big spot. Great moment by Bregman getting the pinch hit home run. Abreu had 2 of them. Good. I felt pretty good despite losing the series against the Cubs. You had been red hot. You're going to lose some games. You're not going to win every game for the rest of the year. I would have preferred they won a series. Duh. But I felt pretty good coming out with the win on Sunday. The way they lost last night, I agree with everything you just said. You wasted a Bueller start. I felt like you were constantly ready to break through against Zach Wheeler last night, and you never really did. You scratched out two runs against him. I mean, scratched out. Durant had the leadoff homer.
No, they scored two runs off him.
It felt like they should have scored five or six. There were wasted opportunities in the game. What was the situation? They were first and second, nobody out, and was it the fourth? And Bregman ground into the double play, and again, he's not moving great. I give him credit for playing through what he's dealing with.
Right.
But that was a huge spot to come up empty. It felt like in that game they should have had more runs than they did off Wheeler. You wasted that Chapman moment. You wasted the Bueller start, and then the way you lost.
Yeah.
The losses against the Cubs just felt like run-of-the-mill losses. This felt like an exceptionally bad one last night.
It did, and it also, I'm not ready to jump ship or anything, but it felt more like in that stretch when they were really struggling earlier in the year, and you'd look up and you'd say, they struck out 15 times, last night 16 times. I know Wheeler's nasty, but he didn't even have his best stuff. He got 10 strikeouts, and then even the bullpen, which Philly's bullpen is decent. Those guys struck out a bunch of guys. So it was like, I thought they had started to correct that a little bit. They were getting sort of better at bats, but last night it was just a pile of strikeouts. Now, it's also how they lose, right? Because going into the game, if you were like, who's winning tonight? Wheeler or Bueller? I'm like, Wheeler's going to win. Like, the Red Sox are going to be 1-3 to start, and they need to figure out a way to win the next two games in Philly.
But then you watch how it played out.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they could win. Oh, extra innings? Like, why not? Now it's like a kind of a coin flip, and they lose that one. So that's demoralizing. You waste a really good start from Bueller, and it is a little bit more of the, all right, this offense does score a lot of runs overall, but are they going to be able to beat any of the good pitching that they face? And they're going to be getting a few more guys over this stretch that are pretty good.
Yeah, Sanchez, you get tonight, 8-2, 250 ERA. Lizardo hasn't been as good, yeah. But he's a big strikeout guy. He's 8-5, 429 ERA. Yeah. So, I agree. Going into last night, I chalked it up as a loss. But then you watch how winnable that game was, and it's frustrating. It's kicking the nuts, as we said. The good news is, and this is why I'm still buying, and I wish Breslow would have already bought by now.
Yeah, you can help the team now.
I certainly would make a move before the Minnesota series, right before the deadline. I would advise him make a move before the Dodgers series. You have an off day. You're coming back home. Make a move now. Get in front of Dombrowski was excellent at this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know not everybody loved Dombrowski while he was here. I think now we can all see he's an excellent GM. He'd go out and set the tone at the deadline. He wouldn't wait to react to everybody else's prices and the other deals that were made and try to find a bargain. He found a need or a guy that fit a need, addressed the need on the team, and then went out and got him. And mm-hmm. He'd do that with 2, 3, 4 trades sometimes. And it was excellent. When they won the World Series in 2018, it was Steve Pierce over here. It was Nate Evaldi over there. And I wish Breslow would do that. I've been very Bres pro. This is annoying me. I'd get out and add now. But the good news for the Red Sox, and you could call it a wasted opportunity if you want. If they win that game, it would swing. Everybody around them lost last night. The Yankees lost. The Mariners lost. The Rays lost. They're still tied for the number two wild card. They're still a game and a half up on the Rays, who are out of the playoffs. They're only two games behind the Yankees for the number one wild card spot. So the American League is down. There's a reason to pounce. I'm frustrated they haven't yet. That doesn't mean they won't. But I would have bat. Again, moving towards the top of my list with an arm shortly behind it because, Keith, as you've illustrated a couple of different times, a starting pitcher bumps somebody else to the bullpen, and it double helps the team.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I don't know what the argument would be against it. Like, you don't want to go crazy, and I'm not suggesting you trade Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer or even Christian Campbell. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't, like, say, oh, it's a deal breaker. You'd have to get something pretty incredible in return. But they have a lot of things to spend. I keep pointing out the fact that John Henry has to be happy that they saved money on Devers. So they need to buy. The fact that the American League is as wide open as it is has to be another reason for them to maybe approach it differently than they did the past few years. Because you could argue, hey, last year, you know, Terp stat of the week, same record after 100 games. But you looked at games behind, you were actually in the playoffs with the same record as opposed to the last couple of years where you were out of it. Also, when you're looking in the division, you had teams like the Orioles and Yankees who were like way ahead of you at that point. And so you were fighting with teams like the Mariners trying to scrap through there. And there was a lot of kind of traffic around you. I mean, like, there's a bunch of teams that could make the same case that they were 2.5 out. So they're all competing with each other. This year, it seems like it is wide open. I mean, the teams that are just outside the playoffs right now are the Rays, who the Red Sox have dominated, the Rangers, who are one game over 500, and the Guardians, who are probably about to sell and are one game below 500. So it's almost like the teams that aren't in the playoffs might end up punting. And who knows, what the Rays aren't going to bring in any salary or anything. The Rays might make a move here, but then they might also sell there. So it almost seems like it is kind of opened up right for you to add to your team and, you know, be as a much of a contender as possible.
That's what I think. And, you know, you talked about the rest of the American League. That's certainly a way to get into the playoffs. The reason I would trade for a bat, and I meant to say this earlier, you were starting to highlight the high-end starting pitching they're going against.
Yeah.
And Wheeler's an example of that last night. They, part of the reason, Keith, that I think they're so inconsistent offensively, maybe it's a home-road thing. I would account for that because they played much better at Fenway than they have on the road this year. You're starting to see that trend bear out. I also think they probably, and again, this is anecdotal, I'd have to do more research on it, they probably tee off on bad pitching and are getting shut down by the better pitching like we saw with Wheeler and the Cubs this weekend.
Yeah.
And you're going to get better pitching in the postseason. So I bet you can get to the postseason without trading for a bat. That's a bet. I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but that's a bet I would make. You could probably make the postseason without a bat. Trading for that big right-handed bat at first and or DH, that would be more of a play to advance in the postseason and match up against elite pitching. Because it feels like, to me, the story of the beginning of this second half isn't that the Red Sox can't play with good teams. They just took four straight against Tampa. They've taken five out of six against the Yankees.
Yeah.
They split with Seattle earlier this year, who they're right tied with for a playoff spot. I'm not saying they beat up on every good team this year. Toronto's owned them. Detroit swept them.
But I
think they can beat good teams. The question is, can they beat good pitching? And that, to me, is a different question. That might be the lesson of these four games.
So I don't know. I also, you know, you face Zach Wheeler or you face the Cubs, that's the World Series.
Well, that's
a great problem to have. I think even in the American League, though, if you look at, so the Blue Jays lead the division. If you matched up against the Blue Jays in the playoffs, I don't think they have an overwhelming pitching right? Like, I don't think they have, like,
I think Barrios has kind of dominated them in a couple of starts this year.
The corpse of Max Scherzer, Kevin Gausman, who used to own the Red Sox, but he's not having, like, a dominant year. So I think you actually match up. And on top of that, I would say you face a stud pitcher on the other side. You face, you know, Max Fried or, I mean, hell, Brian Wu got him really with the Mariners. And that's even if the Mariners make it. Tarek Skubal is a good example. Say you face the Tigers.
That's
Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
All right, you throw Crochet. Throw, you know, and then at that, like, that's going to be a low scoring game. Maybe you find a way to win in the bullpen. So I'm with you. Like, overall, they don't hit good pitching. It's also what makes good pitching good pitching. Like, who hits Zach Wheeler?
No,
who's hitting Skubal? So the fact that you have Crochet,
you have a better chance to hit him if you make a trade for
a
bat.
Yeah, no doubt. You definitely have a better chance. But I'm just saying that's the advantage that the Tigers or the Phillies or the Cubs would carry into any series. And I just feel like if it lines up right, maybe Crochet wins that head-to-head matchup, and then you kind of take your chances with the rest of it. I'm obviously adding, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you can't look at the team and say, they can't hit good pitching, like, they're porked. It's like, I think there's other ways to go about it.
On Barrios, just because I mentioned him, and I thought he had pitched well against the Sox this year, he's not in the Skubal territory.
No.
But head-to-head against the
good?
Sox.
Yeah.
This year, yeah. I'm not looking up lifetime numbers, but this year he's 2-0 in three starts, 1.31 ERA. Three earned in 20 and two-thirds.
That's pretty nasty.
So that's a guy who's matched up well against him if you're talking specifically against that.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got fit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fitzy, you got ball. You got Mego today. In for Ted. So stay tuned for that. I will get you the clip du jour as well. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.